fun night last night. I believe I want to make sure they can clinch a playoff spot with a win against Minnesota today. Today at 1.
Yes. The magic is back, Kenny. The magic is back.
Well, well. Outstanding. It was a lot of fun last night. Did you see the 10th inning?
We were dialed in. I had the tablet. I've been guilty of bringing the tablet. My cheapo tablet.
Now I'm glad you brought
I'm glad you have something good.
You brought it to bed with you.
Yeah, we do not have a TV in the bedroom.
I'm surprised Sarah allows you to do this.
Actually, that's a lie. We have a TV in the bedroom. This is the antithesis of Extend Technologies. We have an old TV from my old apartment that we had nowhere to put it. And there is, what do you call it? It looks like a fake fireplace that the previous homeowners had. It's just the border, the outline of a fireplace.
Did it used to be a fireplace?
No.
So there's still it's like a mantle type.
Yeah, and it's for looks.
Oh, God.
And we haven't taken it out because of all the holes.
You bought a dump.
That'll be in the wall. I mean, not far off. But we have the TV just sitting up there connected to nothing with the cord blowing in the wind. The air conditioning.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's how you know if the AC's on or not.
It's pretty embarrassing. it's like one
we
of those.
Just put ribbons on the end of ours.
It's one of the last things we've gotten to, which means we haven't gotten to
great.
It.
Great. Fantastic.
But so we had the tablet, and she gets mad because if I have the brightness too much on the tablet, I start to hear about it as she's trying to go to bed.
Well, Sarah, we're in
Take down the brightness.
We're in a playoff chase here.
Yeah,
brighten it up. Let's
brighten it up. Yeah. Turn those machines back on. Tell her to get an eye mask. That's what I do. I have to fall asleep to Gilmore Girls most nights. I didn't go up to bed till after the game though last night. So there you go. Yeah, I usually have to fall asleep to some sort of television show from the 90s and early 2000s on the CW. Either that or Dawson's Creek or some sort of. I don't. Everything on Netflix is a bunch of English people speaking English. The accent, not just the language. Knock it off. It's one of them deals, and I just try to fall asleep to it.
Telemundo
That's
is Spanish
it.
People.
Yeah, speaking Spanish. Yeah. That's all there is to it.
And yet Kenny's watching weather reports from the Dominican Republic
at night. What was Caliente was on Saturdays at 2 back in the day when I was in college. Caliente. Good times. Anyway, Guardians won. And yeah, tell her to get an eye mask. They're like $6 at Target. So, and tell her to stop, you know, complaining to you. And tell her to, you know, get a divorce.
And trying to give me COVID.
Tell her to maybe get some tickets to the postseason because we're getting ready for it. We are 4 games with the magic number for the AL Central. Again, do you have 2 celebrations? Do you celebrate tomorrow? Oh, my God. They could do day drinking today.
Oh,
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah,
they could do
celebrate.
Some day drinking today.
They are.
And I was going to do some day drinking, win or lose. But either way, they could do some day drinking.
This is the difference between old Lima and new Lima.
Oh, this is good.
Old Lima used to get really mad when they continue to do the celebrations. And I'm like, come on, focus. Try to win the World
Series. Celebrations are
great. You guys are wasting all your focus on drinking.
That's back when you weren't paying attention, so you were trying to find anything to say about the Guardians. And so that was one of the fights that you tried to pick. When I'm like, it's a long day. You don't just celebrate Christmas. You celebrate birthdays.
That's right.
And you celebrate Labor Day and 4th of July.
So much like any female in your life, they get the entire month now for a birthday.
Mother's Day.
The Guardians get the whole month. They get all of September, but come October, they better get serious. They better buckle up.
You better bear down.
Yep.
They'll bear down. Last night was awesome. Kyle Manzardo coming through. Made it a little bit more fun. I think that Mitch, look at the names in the 10th. Mitch wanted us to make a very serious point about this. It's nice that some of the young ones, which they are not a very old baseball team, it's great that some of the young ones are stepping up and coming through there. But it's a fantastic win. The bullpen for the Minnesota Twins has been very, very bad throughout the month of September. They were talking about on the broadcast last night. Just how rough it's been for them, and I will take that providence. And Miles Straw didn't really mess anything up. Somebody tweeted at me that it might be a nitpick that they thought that Miles Straw was held up a little bit at second base on his own, but he didn't do anything like Julio Rodriguez did last night with the Mariners in the Yankee game where he just forgot that we were in a live ball moment there. But either way, magic number to clinch AL Central's down to 4, and apparently, according to Joe Noga, this is where the article I'm reading from, according to Joe Noga, they can clinch a playoff spot with a win against Minnesota today. They can do that. So there you go. Is there anything else?
I think it's awesome because obviously.
I mean, I'm sorry. I was looking at a text from our boss because I always get nervous about the magic number thing because I'm always afraid I'm going to mess it up. So there you go.
I think it's awesome.
There's
because
plenty more.
They look like they are on the verge of a total collapse, right? They looked like they were on the verge. And since then, not only did they right the ship, seems like they're playing better baseball. I mean, they're not playing at the clip that they were for the first 2 months of the year, but who is? I mean, how many teams, the Mets? Like, how many teams?
7-3.
The Mets had lost two in a row. So, I mean, they were a little bit rough there. But, yeah, I think that it's I think that obviously it's a fun moment. I think Owen is – see, we were going to do this for Fix My Life, and I'm just going to come out with it. I might as well do it right now. Like, Owen asked, like, is it right for him to pull his kids out of school for the day game today?
The last day game of the year?
And I'm like, well, now – before – I had a problem saying something before because I know Owen too well. Like, before – when it was pulling kids out of school for the home opener. Okay, well, it's a home opener. With I remember the 22-game win streak, I had a big – but it was like this argument against this being, this fictitious person that was there. Well, I know Owen, and I really respect Owen, and he's a good dad, and he can do whatever he wants with his kids. So it's like I can't say anything about it to him, so it kind of kills the argument. And now it really kills the argument. I'm like, well, you kind of get the chance to see him clinch a playoff spot, and they're going to be celebrating out there, and there'll be a lot of music, a lot of crazy stuff going on. I'm like, boy, you really can't beat that. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Let me throw a little roadblock in there.
What?
One of them's going to miss 7th grade football practice for it. Something that he can't really miss.
Didn't they have a game last night?
2 nights ago. They did film yesterday. Today is practice. They don't have a practice tomorrow because tomorrow's homecoming.
Oh, 7th grade?
Well, they're letting the kids out because they do festivities.
They're part of the whole thing.
We have festivities.
Oh, yeah.
He should get a sign. He should have taken a sign to school today and asked somebody to.
Time. He's not there yet.
He should get a sign and ask a girl to go to the Guardians game with him today.
Instead of homecoming.
Well, you go to the Guardians game instead of homecoming with me today. Instead of a corsage, I'll get you a hot dog. And my dad will drive us.
Why would you pin a hot dog to your suit?
Unless he has a little
dress.
Hey, man, it's a Guardians game.
Mustard all over your
man.
Lapel.
Unless he has too much to drink, then mom's going to drive. But either way, don't worry about it. Yeah, take him to the Guardians game. Yeah, take him to the Guardians game.
And there will be other football practices. Get back in time for my football practice, which I would have enough time.
I'll put it this way. My son will not be missing football practice. Your son is good enough where he can miss a football practice for a very good reason. It's a good reason. Come on. It's a good reason. Clinching at home, the postseason, it's a very good reason.
Fine, then take Axel with him, too. I'll come pick him up.
No, I said he can't miss football practice. He's not good enough to miss football practice. Yours is. That's how this works. You see how this goes?
Sabotage.
No, it's not sabotage. I'm speaking the truth. I've seen the highlights. He's good. That's all the football talk we'll have on this show before somebody walks out on us here. We don't want to do that, even though there is some football talk that Lima would very much be interested in, but we ain't going to talk about that either on the air. I'm sure it'll be brought up during Coming in Hot because Lima takes off the safety. Either way, Guardians won. If you want to take kids out, go ahead and take kids out. I think it's a hell of a moment. I think today's a hell of a moment. I think it's been a hell of a season. They are a likable group. I've said this a couple of times, and I don't want to. I think sometimes we force camaraderie on teams that really don't deserve it. We did this with the 90s Indians who, I mean, we find out that a couple of them just despised each other. And some kind of still do to this day, to be honest with you. But I think this team, and maybe, who knows? Success may breed contempt at some point. I'm sure they're grown men. Things change. Priorities change. It's professional sports. But, I mean, you got a manager, and what makes it such a big deal, that manager gets weepy, and it's not about the result. People get worked up about the result. Fans get worked up about the result. To truly be obsessed and successful, you become obsessed with the process. That's what Stephen Vogt is excited about. That's what he gets emotional about. It's the process of watching a guy like Kyle Manzardo. Hey, let's go figure your stuff out down in Columbus. Stick with it. Stay close. And then he comes through in the clutch. It's watching guys like Josh Naylor set aside any sort of ego to be excited. It's watching guys come together in a moment where people picked you to finish fourth in this division. That's where they picked you to finish. And by the way, the whole division, except for Chicago, which is notoriously terrible right now, will probably finish the season above 500. I can't imagine Detroit is not going to finish above 500. So,
well, Detroit
it's a better
might be
division.
In the playoffs. They're a half game out of the wild card.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got every team that's a possibility to not just make the playoffs, but obviously finish above 500. Minnesota and Detroit are at 80 and 72 and 80 and 73. Oh, and you were going to open up your mic. I'm sorry. I ran over you there for a second.
I wanted to go to the if I do take the kids out, am I getting the on-field celebration today? It's just a playoff clinching spot. They might celebrate in the locker room. If I don't get the on-field celebration, what's the point of taking them?
Yeah, I imagine there's going to be a big Jumbotron feature, and because of that, players...
No, I need players out there dumping ice buckets on each other and putting on hats.
Is this the last day?
There's no hats for this, right?
Isn't this the last day of the homestand, though? It's a Thursday.
It is.
It's a day game, so it's a getaway day.
Then they go to St. Louis.
I think you kind of... If you want to play it by ear, fine. Anybody want to text Curtis and ask him?
I mean,
I would imagine you kind of do it... The fans are out there. You might as well give them what they paid for.
Right.
If you win the game.
I think this year feels a little different than, all right, we've been there, done that with Tito. They have not been there, done that with Vogt. And there are so many young players on this team. And this is a stunner. If we would have told you that, you know, with 8 games left of the season, you know, they're sitting there with a chance to celebrate and with one of the best records. Like, yeah, I think this is worth celebrating.
I think that they probably should celebrate on the field. I think it's definitely the story of the year. You have so much suffocating pressure with the other two teams. Like the Cavs, I've had some fun watching the Cavs. Sometimes it's like nothing's good enough at all. Because of the trade, nothing is satisfying. Nothing is good enough. There's always doubt. People are mad that they're going to... At least I think they're just going to start the season running it back. I do not think they're going to finish the season next year. And I listened to Danny, you know, filling in with Nick and a couple other things. I don't agree that they're going to finish the season with this same group. I know that they just signed Isaac Okoro to the extension. But either way, it seems that a lot of people are just expecting more. And that's fine. You should expect more. It's professional sports. And with football, I mean, we're week to week with them about whether or not we love them or hate them or whatever. The worst trade in the world, the best trade in the world, whatever. This is really nice. This is a nice thing. With the exception of the trade deadline, a lot of people hated that. And as you brought up many times over, well, a lot of the big names kind of stayed where they were at. And Randy Arozarena really hasn't had a chance to make that big of a difference with the Seattle Mariners because Julio Rodriguez cost him last night. But either way, I think that this has just been a lot of fun to see a team kind of out of nowhere do what they did. It's not out of nowhere for us, but it's out of nowhere in the general population.
I think in a lot of ways, like this is when it's the most fun. I mean, yeah, it's nice in 95 to clobber everybody and to win a division by 30 plus games. But yeah, I think fans are starting to reengage, lock in. Maybe some never left. And even though there's all this other stuff going on, fall is the busiest time of the year on the sports calendar. Like, I think people are setting up truly for a potential October to remember. And I think that's a lot of fun for this fan base when nobody really thought that was going to happen before the year started.
Lima politics talk. Could the Gardos be the October surprise?
Oh, that'd be nice.
No, I'm just using lines. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's all I was trying to do.
That's a good one come election time, right?
I am obsessed with it because people are calling them the man's Gardos and man Gardos. And I thought that was a very nice name, too. So I can't help it now. It's runneth over. 216-474-0092. So the Guardians' AL Central number, the magic number, is down to 4 over the Royals. And according to Joe Noga, any combination of Guardians' wins and losses by the second-place team, which is currently the Royals, that equals 4, will give Cleveland its 12th AL Central division crown in franchise history. The magic number to clinch a playoff spot is 1. They can do that if they beat the Minnesota Twins today at 1:10 p.m. Joey Cantillo will be on the mound, and according to ESPN, tickets right now are as low as $14. So be there, be square. It's a great opportunity today to see the Cleveland Guardians clinch a playoff spot, a thing that a lot of people didn't think that they were going to do at the outset of this season.
Come from behind yesterday, Hunter Gaddis got him into a little bit of a jam there, but it's nice. It's nice when you give up the runs and then you get the win. Isn't that nice how it works out for you, Kenny? Even in a moment of despair, you still come away with the victory. That's got to feel good. That's the first time Hunter Gaddis had given up an earned run in like a month.
Well, Vogt in the post even was, he was like, it's not a big deal. It was a soft single.
Yeah.
You know, he's put in a bad spot there anyway with the runner on to start the inning.
It is a little different with the new rules of the extra inning. How many, by the way, how many years has it been now? Is this the second or third year?
Third?
We are moving right along.
I think we're used to it now.
Well, since the COVID year, right? Is it the fourth year?
You're used to it?
Who the hell knows? No. Move on.
Well, but then that's when you get these kind of anomalies, right? Like, yeah. you're in position to give up a lot of runs in extra innings. Either way, they do get the win and reduce that magic number. And for Steven Vogt, the victory is helping beyond just the win total.
I think it's just like the other night. When you come from behind late or you outlast a team, however you want to call it, it just gives you confidence that we can win big games. And this group is highly capable of winning big games.
Big fan of that, Steven Vogt.
More situational baseball. You're starting to see stuff that could mirror what it looks like in the postseason. Mitch brought it up earlier, but just think about, who was out there in the bottom of the 10th and delivering. You know, the youth on your team, when you got Manzardo, and then it's Brennan, Rocchio, like just some names that a month ago, if you're saying, hey, we're going to be on the brink of closing in on that postseason berth, and that's who we have coming up, and that's who we have playing hero role.
The last couple times that they've had a good September, that haven't. I mean, it's call-up time, right? Where mm-hmm. you get extra guys to the roster. And we had this 2 years ago when it was Stephen Kwan and Oscar Gonzalez, and those were the guys.
I am feeling confidence.
Will Brennan.
About it, if they were in that situation. Like, everybody brings up Michael Martinez, and with good reason, right? Let's go down the list real quick. I hate to do list radio, but we're going to do it real quick, all right? Do you have confidence?
We don't do list radio, but we do power rank.
Well, No. I know what you want to do, but we can't. Real quick, tell me the person you don't have confidence in that moment, like
Miles
last
Straw.
Night.
Miles Straw.
All right, that's Miles Straw, who was actually, who did end up in the lineup there. So there's Miles Straw.
Well, it probably would have been Rocchio.
Angel Martinez. I felt fine with Brian Rocchio.
He started to really step into that spot and do those things.
I felt fine with Brian Rocchio there. So I disagree.
Bo Naylor, no confidence. Do you see his
No confidence at all? Yeah. Okay.
I was at the game and that's I did one. Not see it because it wasn't very once good. Things get to the point that they were two nights ago, I stand in center field at the gate.
Wasn't very good.
Oh, that do you look away?
I talked to a woman named Michelle that works at the ballpark. That's our tradition now.
When Bo Naylor comes up in a big moment,
yes.
Michelle, get over here.
Are you going to get her gifts like people do with their ushers?
We might.
That's what they do.
That
they
is
like,
very
have like
nice.
End of season gifts
that
for
is
their
very,
ushers.
Very nice.
I mean, I can name two guys. Miles Straw, Bo Naylor, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Andrés Giménez, I know people talk about how timid he is at the plate. I'm fine. John Kenzie Noel, let's let it rip, man. Will Brennan, like Will Brennan.
Okay, so you do you starting to have that confidence more?
Yeah, you can't call it a power ranking because you don't have confidence in him. But there's only two of them too. Go ahead,
Kenny. You've weathered the storm now. The living and dying with every game. Can we relax a little bit now?
No, I ratchet even more now.
Wow,
even more. I already told Owen I'm already pensive about this end of season series with the Astros. Owen threw it in my face the other day as just a reminder, not like a take this, mm-hmm. Chubby. But he like reminded me of it. I'm like, oh, God, this is true. We have a real Sophie's choice here, folks.
I'm kind of excited about it.
I am not. I don't like the Astros.
But, nah, man, it's a dry run.
No, don't like the Astros. We're don't like facing them. Don't like seeing them. I was nervous for Axel's first baseball game when they played him.
Because they were playing the Astros.
Yeah, and
you
then
know
they
what
won.
Makes, like onstage plays better when they do a dress rehearsal. When you don't go up there the first time and it's the first time you ever did it. And getting a little dress rehearsal with the Houston Astros the last three games of the season might be something that a young roster needs.
Had a little dress rehearsal last year for the Browns and the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Fair.
Guess what?
Meanwhile, to the NFL, Jed Wills embracing the media, having microphones right there to address his situation. Could we be getting closer to the return of Jedrick Wills in a pretty big contract year for him? Here is the update we'll hear from Jedrick himself.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting there. I don't know when I'll be playing. It's up to the coaches. Maybe this week, maybe next week. It just depends, you know.
So it's on the coaches, Kenny. If it's up to the coaches.
Well, if I was the coach, I'd have you out there right now. What are we doing? What is he doing?
All right, well, hold on.
Oh, God.
Before you go any further, let's listen to Jack Conklin and get his update from Jack Conklin.
Like I said, feeling better and better every week, so I think there's a good shot. You know, if this week goes well, I'll be ready to roll. It's just based on the knee getting better and feeling good.
Who is starting at left tackle this week against the New York Giants?
James Hudson III.
Wait a second.
James Hudson
Again?
III. Show me something different. Show me different. What an answer by Jed Wills. What an answer.
Well, does he think he's being held back by the coaches? Has he been ready to play these last few weeks?
I don't know. It just sounds like somebody who's got that unlimited PTO and, I'll be in when I get in. Oh, okay.
What do you think?
You ready to come back to work? It could be this week, could be next week.
Now, that defensive line?
That's up to you guys. Well, we want you to come in now. Yeah, you know, it could be next week.
Now, that defensive line, a couple of big names, Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns. How do you compare them with the first two teams that we have played and their defensive fronts?
Well, they're good.
Did they force a punt, though, against Washington?
They're probably
seven
still,
scoring drives in that
well,
game.
There's only two of them, and then you need four at least, even though they – I know the depth chart says 3-4. Okay, well, and I almost said a media member's name online that I would have to dump. You can be like an old-style media member of the Browns and think that stuff matters anymore, but you really need – You need two interior guys. You need two good pass rushers. They only have two. I'd put them third.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of the three. Still not terrible. Brian Burns is a really good football player. And Dexter Lawrence is a good football player. But, yeah, I'd put him third.
All right. More on that, especially when it comes to Amari Cooper and his chemistry or lack thereof with Deshaun Watson. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Sticking to the NFL. So, the big news was Bryce Young getting benched after two games. Other quarterbacks around the league taking note of that, knowing how difficult a league this is for young quarterbacks like your former Cleveland Brown, Baker Mayfield.
Obviously, mine didn't happen in the same time frame with Bryce, but quarterback's hard, especially for young guys when you're not surrounded with the pieces that you're not given the opportunity to have success. And so that's a lot of the time guys have the talent, they might have the brains, but they don't have the right opportunity, the right fit. I'm sitting here right now in a way better fit than the other places I've been. And that's not to put other teams down, but it's a matter of the pieces around you, the coaches, and for Bryce, a guy that I can relate to this, finding that belief within yourself again, and he'll get it. His story's far, far from finished.
God save my soul and take me to the other room, the upper room, not the other room, the upper room.
Well, that is another room.
Yeah, if that team wins the Super Bowl. I'm about to turn this thing into the 700 Club if that team wins the Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now, we are going to grab hands and we're going to hold each other and pray. If that team down there wins the Super Bowl, oh no.
Well, when we talk about fit, I mean, obviously the teams around Baker Mayfield were all very different, you know, in different ways, be it their coaching staff.
Yeah.
The wide receivers, and obviously his injury. His injury is a big part of it. If he was dealing with the same injury in Tampa this year that he had his last year in Cleveland, I mean, how happy do you think he'd be?
You shouldn't even just say any of the other teams. Just say one team. We know you don't mean the Rams. I know you don't mean the Rams. We know who you mean. You know who you mean.
Did you mean the Panthers?
Well, it could have been Carolina.
Certainly doesn't mean Texas Tech. Don't mean that.
I mean, Carolina was a total train wreck.
It was a train wreck.
It was a train wreck. That's right. It certainly was a train wreck.
I mean,
it still is.
Right now, he's got...
Train still wrecking.
Chris Godwin, who
he's
has
good.
Been really good.
Yeah, he's a good receiver.
And
he's got good weapons.
And obviously, Mike Evans.
He's one of the best
who's
in the league.
Still, at 31, still looks
but
really, really good.
In all seriousness, I like what Baker says because, like, when I said... I said a couple of days ago, I'm like, man, Bryce Young didn't even have a chance. And people are like, he's a shrimp. He's not that great. I go, there's a guy who people called a shrimp who's been haunting my mentions for the last season and a half. So I can't sit there and say that Bryce Young is just all used up. I think he needs to get the hell out of Carolina. I think he needs to get the hell out of there. I don't know what's going to fix that situation. I haven't taken a close enough look and probably won't.
I don't think you need to.
They're unwatchable. That's an unwatchable with a bullet right there, the number one unwatchable team on the unwatchables list. We don't have him on the schedule, right? So, yeah, I really don't have to watch him. So I'm going to go out of my way not to. But, he's in a good situation, and I got to be a big boy, and I got to take it. I know what happened last Monday, and I know what everybody's trying to do to rattle my cage. David Macedonia is a good caller and a good dude. I ain't going to do it. I got to sit here and I got to take my medicine. My team's 1-1.
Yeah, in the end,
it's not like my team's a total dumpster fire right now.
If Deshaun Watson, and I know you've talked recently about, hey, that the Watson from, you know, 5 years ago,
it's gone.
That guy's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But if he is pretty good the rest of the year for the Browns, they make the playoffs and has a chance to win playoff games, does it matter how good Baker and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are? Does it matter to you?
Oh, yes. They will always be. There will always be comparisons. So I'm not going to lie to myself or anybody else. There are always comparisons between this Browns football team with Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield, and let's call it what it is, his renaissance with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, that's it for About Last Night. So we had a big departure from the world of sports yesterday, but it was not an athlete. It was not a coach. It was not a GM. It was not an owner. It instead was a journalist, so-called.
Uh-oh.
Saw that debate waging yesterday. Adrian Wojnarowski. Kenny, Woj is gone. Yeah. He is calling it quits after all these years. And he did it with a very, very extensive sentimental tweet. He was at ESPN for 7 years. Before that, he was at Yahoo. Before that, he was all over the place. I think he was in New Jersey. He was in California. And he became the pinnacle. If it's not Adam Schefter, right? I mean, we can have that debate about him versus Schefter and later Shams. But when it comes to sports news breaking, Woj, would you have him at the Zenith?
The pinnacle, yeah. Why? Or no, why? But go ahead.
Well, it's very interesting because he's leaving to become the GM of St. Bonaventure. And I know even that term is bizarre to people. Now the college programs with NIL, transfer portal, to manage all that.
Western New York, Olean, New York, I believe is where it's located.
Olean? They are now going with GMs. We're seeing GMs at all sorts of programs, but not St. Bonaventure. Normally these roles are reserved for the big-time programs. So the first thing is, Woj, do you even care that the lead newsbreaker, maybe in all of sports,
is leaving? I have to follow the news, so yeah, I do care about that. I thought that was a little bit surprising, too. It was a little bit surprising that he went to go be the general manager at St. Bonaventure, because it was also surprising where I made a joke to a couple of people I know, go, hey, if you need a GM, and they go, he's going to hate that job. He's absolutely going to hate it. This was silly as hell. Silly as hell. And I go, what do you mean? And there were so many people, oh, he doesn't have to be around a cell phone anymore. He doesn't have to stay tethered to it all the time. And there was these great big send-offs as if like, and they're going, no, he's going to be on the cell phone even more now. Or just as much as he was before. I go, there's no way. I go, oh, yeah. Because the guy, but I will say, the guys I know are football guys, and so you're dealing with 100 people
there.
Yeah,
a lot less players.
So there's a lot less players with St. Bonaventure. So probably to what he was doing, it's going to have a lot less cell phone time, screen time, things like that, but still going to require a lot of screen time, apparently, from what I'm told.
Well, yeah, if he takes the job seriously, and according to all the accounts of people that know Woj and competed with him, they said there's nobody more competitive.
Well, if he's taking it so seriously, then why is he retiring?
Yeah, so that's the interesting.
That's not a retirement.
The interesting thing here. Just that job in general, Kenny. This is one of the weird things that comes up in conversation with buddies, because like they know what I do, and I'm like, I don't devote this kind of time, and they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, Woj can't even take a shower, and he actually brought that up, that he actually had a rack in his shower for his phone to go.
Oh, come on.
Where he would have it on, so any texts that come through at any point, he could stop what he was doing, wipe off the phone or whatever, and start texting.
Adrian Wojnarowski?
Yes. Schefter's like, yeah, that's how it is. Like, Schefter confirmed it. That's what this job is. So he got paid the big bucks. He had 3 years left on his contract. I don't know specifically, was it rumored, Mitch, what he was making?
It was. I think he said he was walking away from like $20 million.
Okay, so if I asked anybody listening right now, would you take this job for $20 million? Of course, everybody would say yes. I think after 3 months on the job, I think a lot of people for their sanity might walk away. I think it is that crazy of a job. I don't think people even understand how much of a no life that Woj had. Now, maybe some people want to get away from their lives And so they'd agree to those terms if they had a very understanding wife or partner and understanding kids. But you could not have a normal relationship with your kids with this job. You can't, even if like, well, you could take vacations. There's no such thing. The NBA news cycle, just like the NFL news cycle, is 24/7 and year-round now. It's not like, oh, we have 3 months off. You don't. You don't. You have transactions that go down, you know, throughout the course of the year. You're always on the phone talking to, this isn't just, oh, he gets a text and he tweets it. He has background on all this stuff. He has news around all this stuff. And I'm telling you, while everybody would accept that job in a hurry, would take that job in a hurry, I think there's only a select few in the world that could do that job and continue and continue and continue.
Well,
and
they
continue.
Might not do it to his level, but you, I mean, you mentioned Schefter.
Yeah.
You mentioned Sham Sharanya, who we've had on the show.
But if you didn't do it at his level, you would cease to exist. You would.
Well, Ian Rapoport.
You would stop getting
Tom
the news.
Pelissero. I mean, they're both good. I mean, I just don't. Like, there's him, and then there's kind of everybody else in a way.
But
I've brought this up to you with Schefter. Like, people are like, well, Schefter. Like, he's kind of a. I'm not taking a shot at the guy. I know he went to Big J Journalism School here. I mean, is he not a PR arm of the NFL? They hand him things. He puts it out there. They see how people react, and then they react accordingly to the reaction of the fans.
100%.
Okay, well, this is not necessarily Bob Woodward here now, is it? I'm sorry. It sounds like I'm taking a shot, and maybe in some ways I am, but I'm really not trying
to. Well, I think it was. I think those guys put in the work to get there.
They did. I mean, I'm sure he had to do the gumshoe stuff to get there, but still, go ahead.
Meanwhile,
we got audio here.
Adam Schefter yesterday on ESPN had this to say about somebody who he certainly understands the lifestyle.
He wanted his life back. He didn't want to have to work on holidays. He didn't want to be away from more family gatherings. He didn't want to have to, as we had to do in the past, take a shower with your phone up against the shower door so you could see a text that's coming in, or take your phone with you to the urinal and hold it in one hand while you're trying to take care of your business in the other. That's the life that we live. And that was a life that he chose not to do any longer, because it takes over your life. You can't kind of do the job. You have to live the job. And he was done living the job. He wants to go live his life.
How long are you at the urinal?
I've done that. I don't
spend 2 minutes at the urinal. I can put it in my pocket for 30 seconds.
Does he have to get his prostate examined?
Then you're losing the story. Shams is getting it.
Because he can hold it for longer?
Well, you're saying cool, but that's why Woj became Woj.
That's insane. But congratulations. That's insane.
But aren't you hearing
all that from Schefter and going, okay, so clearly you're willing to give up all that time.
Then give the job to somebody else and stop bitching. You make a lot of money to do it. You're on your phone. I don't care. There's a lot of other people doing a lot of things that they hate for a lot less than you. Oh, I'm going to be on my phone. Oh, I don't care. I really don't care. I'm not tough talking Ken here. I don't care. I don't care that you're on your phone. If you don't want to do it, go give it to somebody else. You make a hell of a lot of money. I'm not going to hear you belly aching about you being on your phone.
That's what I'm saying. But this is the whole point of this, Kenny, is that Schefter read off all that stuff and said all that stuff about Woj, and Schefter's like, but I'm still good doing it. I am just fine. Not seeing my kid, not seeing my wife, not seeing my friends.
That's a little strong.
And not having a real life.
That's a little
because
strong.
Because you can't. You cannot have a real life. He cannot go on a golf trip with his buddies and not have the phone out 24/7, the time of everybody around him.
I'll say this. This is fascinating. You can't tell me if you're not one of these people that we've just mentioned, they're not having a conversation with their family.
Exactly. You don't think Schefter's wife is like, hey, Adam, you've written your book, you're on ESPN every week or on every day, you're on podcasts, you're doing the tweets.
Michigan football is about to need you. They're about to be on their ass.
That's what I mean. You don't think his wife is saying, why can't you be like Adrian? You guys are competitors till the end. All right, I need you to compete. I need you to actually change your lifestyle.
It's one thing to say, but
maybe she likes the lifestyle too much. Who knows?
Away from that money. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm just not going to. I got to get a separate port for my phone in the shower. Oh, God. Stop. Outstanding. It was interesting. Yeah, that's a tough job.
I think everybody listening is going, I would take that job in a hurry, and I think it would churn a lot of you right out of it.